Well, Ricky, sometimes you have to grind out a result, don't you? And that was a little bit like that today. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, the second half, certainly we came under a lot of pressure. But I thought our first half performance was outstanding. We could have and probably should have been a lot further ahead. We dominated the first period. I think they only got into our box a couple of times from wide free kicks. But besides that, we were excellent. We moved the ball around and played some really good football and created two or three really good openings, but just lacked that final shot, that final cross. And the goal that we did score was a fantastic move and a fantastic crossing finish from Drew. But, probably I felt that after the 45 minutes we should have been further ahead. And sometimes when you're not, it's difficult to maintain those levels of performance for 90 minutes. But, one thing I can't question from the players in the second 45 minutes was their attitude and their togetherness and their work rate. Yes, it was an under par performance with the football, but certainly they made up for it with the amount that they worked off the ball and out of possession to make sure we kept a clean sheet and won the game. So I think some credit has to go to them. They're a decent side. They're big. They're strong. They've got some really good players, and made it difficult for us in the second half. But I think we have to give a special mention to Brendan Brown who come in and made his debut. And that game finishes 1-1 if he doesn't somehow manage to save that one and tip it over the bar. It was an unreal save, especially where we were. We stood had a clear view of it. And it was a brilliant save. And then he come and caught a couple under pressure as well late on. So for a young kid, making his debut, he was absolutely fantastic. And with Tim being away for the next couple of games, he's got a nice run now to bed in. And just another important 3 points. Business end of the season. It's about winning games, and we found a way to do that today, so I'm really happy.
That's all right. 10 games to go, mate.
Yeah, that's it. You have to look at Royston dropping points today and the Diamonds game being off. So, there's a long way to go. There's 30 points still to play for. We believe with the players that we've got, we can win every single game. I've made no... I haven't hid away from the fact that I believe we can go to every game and win. We have the players, we have the squad, even with Stephen Gentle not featuring. Tim Treves picked up an injury Thursday night as well. Phil Draycott's got a shoulder injury. Chase Simons wasn't available. So, we only had three on the bench, but the 14-man squad we come in today was very strong. And, I'm looking forward to the running. I'm going to relish it. I'm going to enjoy it. I want the players to enjoy it. But they should be full of confidence off the back of two really good performances, and it sets up another exciting game on Saturday away at Uxbridge, which we'll very much be looking forward to.
A very good 3 points, mate.
Cheers, Nigel.
Thank you very much. Cheers. There you go.